Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And now joining us from the San Francisco 49ers on behalf of Experian is Fred Warner. Fred, appreciate the time. How are you?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Well, this year, obviously, you guys are in that mode. You know what? It's Super Bowl or bust.
Of course.
And when the season gets away from you early, it's tough to kind of get it back right and get things smooth sailing. When you look back at this group, and you guys still have a Super Bowl window, I believe that, just what do you think factored into this year just not being as successful as you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, I mean, everybody talks about the injuries, and it was real. We sustained injuries at key positions. You know, you talk about losing a Christian McCaffrey to start the year.
Yeah.
And how crucial that is for your offense. You know, losing Javon Hargrave in week three with a torn tricep. Not something that you can just, you know, come back from. That ends your entire season. Like, these were devastating injuries that we sustained all across the board. And so it was hard, man, just trying to compete every week and work through that. You know, no excuses at all, but it just wasn't our year.
There were two national storylines, I thought, with the Niners this year. One I think was fair. The other I thought was ridiculous.
They're never fair.
Well, no.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, okay. I'll get to the fair one in a second.
I'm just kidding,
yeah. But yeah, I know you are. But yeah. Let me start you off with the ridiculous one.
Sure.
Kyle Shanahan being on the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
The dumbest take, I think, in the sports world this past year, where people are like, well, maybe Kyle Shanahan is going to get fired. If he got fired, all right, he still got to win a Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
he'd be snatched up in a second, and
right.
the 49ers would probably regret it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't pay no attention to that type of noise. It's kind of just silly talk to me. But everybody needs something to talk about, especially when your team's not doing well, right? They're always going to find things to harp on and try to attack people. So I'm not surprised that people, you know.
And the fair one, and we'll see if you agree or disagree with
sure.
it. Just what Brock Purdy is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the apex of Brock Purdy? You're on his team. You've seen what he's done the last few years. I think Brock could be a good quarterback. See, the same thing happens with Jalen. They go, oh, all the players around him, hot take. You need good players to, mm-hmm. to win in this league.
Mm-hmm.
I think he could be a good quarterback. Would I pay him $55, $60 million?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he gets it, God bless. But no, I would not. I
sure.
would.
No, I'd pay him a top dollar, and I'll tell you why. Because, you know, I've watched him up close and personal. I'm there day to day. I know exactly who he is, what he's made of, and I watch the tape too. You know, I think for anybody who sits there and studies the tape of what exactly do the elite quarterbacks do in this league, being able to create, make all the throws, process at a high level, he does all those every single week. You know, last year being his second year in his career, leading us to a Super Bowl, being a Pro Bowler, in the conversation for league MVP as the Mr. Irrelevant,
yeah.
you know, last pick of the draft. These are all things that are unheard of. Like, you don't hear about them. It's not common. It's irregular. So, of course, this year when he wasn't MVP status, you know, because of injuries around him, and, you know, none of us were at our top tier, because if we were, then we wouldn't be talking. I wouldn't be talking to you right here. I'd be talking to you at a podium somewhere, you know, playing here. So, you know, at the end of the day, you got to look at the tape. What is real and what is not? And when I look at what's real, I know that he's the real deal, and he's worth every penny.
And to be clear, we'll see if he can become great.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have been established in this league. Everyone knows you're one of the best defensive players in this league. I just got to see more
sure.
out of Brock Purdy
yeah,
to get to that level
yeah,
of greatness.
Yeah, that's the NFL. You got to prove it every single year. You know, you can't just be a one-hit wonder, and I understand that. You know, I take pride in every single year having to prove it all over again. You know, it doesn't matter if you did it one time, two times, three times. It doesn't matter. You got to do it every single season. That's what's so hard about this league, is having to go back and do it over and over again.
And the thing I'm most impressed by him, it's who he usurped,
mm-hmm.
because this team moved mountains to get Trey Lance, and you are Mr. Irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
The conviction that Kyle had in him, and I could easily say, oh, well, Kyle didn't know this guy was going to be this good, but you keep on hearing the more and more stories about how he won people over quickly. Mm-hmm. It means a lot because mm-hmm. you either have that leadership factor or you don't. We've seen a lot of good quarterbacks not be good leaders.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a phenomenal leader, and he leads in the right way, you know, being exactly who he's supposed to be. And the ultimate leaders, they play at a high level to where it doesn't matter what you say that comes out of your mouth. Guys feed off of your actions and, mm-hmm. and how you perform on the field. You know, that's what makes the best leaders, not just what you say in the pregame huddle. So, yeah, he's been awesome.
You guys have so many players that have been around the league, and you guys have been so close but yet so far. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, who's, like, the most interesting dude on the San Francisco 49ers?
Oh, boy. I can go a lot of different directions with that question. You know, I don't know how much time you got, but there's a lot of different cats. You know, I think people talk about George Kittle all the time and, you know, how much of a character that he is. But, I mean, we got characters all over the team, man. There's so many different personalities, but it just works because we're all made of the right stuff. We all love the games at such a high level where we're willing to put it all on the line every single week to for the common good.
You know what happens when you go on long playoff runs and then you have a season like this. People go, Niners Super Bowl window, it's over, it's done. They had too many battle wounds. They couldn't get to the top of the mountain. I even see the look in your eye when I say this. Mm-hmm. What do you say to people that believe the Niners can't get back here and finally get the job done?
Yeah, I mean, it has nothing to do. Like, other people's opinions have nothing to do with what we're about to embark on, right? Like, in my mind, the season was over as soon as we didn't make the playoffs. You know, it was time to regroup and get back to what we know and who we are and the standard that we created and built for the 2026 season, 2025-2026 Super Bowl, right? You know, what is that going to look like? It's going to take everything. You know, it's going to be miserable, honestly. It's never easy. You know, those years where you are coming off of a down year, you don't just snap your fingers, sign a couple guys, draft a couple cats, and all of a sudden you're back. Like, look at what Philly had to go through just to make it to this point, you know? Sirianni having to go through the fire, people calling for his head and all sorts of stuff. So
you're talking to one of them.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you got to go through the fire, you know, in order to make it. So, yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
So last year I said about you guys, I said I think the Niners going into this game are the better team from 1 through 53. I picked you guys. But Mahomes is Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
Is that just how you look back at it, that you have Patrick Mahomes, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, and you guys could play a good game and it still may not be good enough?
Yeah, listen, Patrick Mahomes, phenomenal, one of the best to ever do it. It's never just going to be about all one person at the end of the day. You know, people want to make it about Patrick Mahomes at the end of the day, but it's a team game. You know, Andy Reid, Spagnola, their defense.
Chris Jones.
Like, they're all these players.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
That are, you know, unsung heroes that don't get the attention. Of course, and like I said, Patrick Mahomes deserves all the attention because of the things that he's able to do in the clutch moments to help them win these games. But it's the combination of everything, you know, and so that's what makes him so good. And there's something to be said about having been there and done it one time, their first time back in 2019. Now they have the recipe. They know how to win these tight games because they were down and out in that game against us in 2019, where we're thinking we got them, and like they came back and they won that one in a big way. Now that gives them all the confidence in the world, where it's like it doesn't matter if we're up or we're down in the game. We know we always have a chance as long as we got everybody involved, you know, and everybody on the same page.
So I have to peel back the curtain a little bit. When you sat down on my Twitter feed, it was Debo Samuel in an Eagle jersey. Now, I don't think Debo and I are ever going to be sending each other Christmas cards. He hung up the phone once on me in an interview when I was pressing him about things that he said about the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe when I saw him walking around here in an Eagles jersey. Kelly Green, AJ Brown, that's something I did not believe with his history with that Eagles fan base.
Yeah, no, you know, Debo's always going to be a trendsetter, man. But I know he's boys with AJ Brown. I don't know if it was an AJ Brown jersey or not. I'm assuming it was. So he's just repping his brother out here at Super Bowl week.
So you go in the Niners locker room. I just want to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enamored by Grant Cohn on social media. What are the media interactions like? Because I get it. A lot of the beat reporters, you see him every day. Some days you like him, some days you don't.
Sure.
That interaction in particular, I always think is a polarizing one of the Niners.
Yeah, Grant, he's obviously brutally honest, to the point where he's gotten under some player skins. But at the end of the day, man, if you're playing so good where he can't say anything negative about you, then that's all that really matters. You know, you got to give him good things to write about, by your play on the field. Don't worry about what the bad things that he's saying about. I don't know. But it's their job to create a story at the end of the day. So it is what it is.
Fred Warner with us.
There's respect both ways.
Yeah. So I know this game, right? It's marketed offense, offense, offense. Mahomes, Kelsey, Reed, Jalen Hurts, Saquon, AJ Brown. The defenses, though, in this one, with Jones, Karlaftis, what happens with the Chiefs on the back end and the Eagles, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, you go on and on and on. I think that's the difference in this game. It's going to be the Eagles' defense up against that Chiefs' offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, I could break down every single matchup in terms of position versus position or group. Position group versus position group. You know, because then you flip it the other way, and it's like, man, I'm interested to see how the Chiefs defense goes against Saquon. Like, what's their plan there in the zone read and the RPO in that whole ball game, right? So, I mean, there's so many matchups to be clued in on, and I know
the announcers do a good job of kind of, painting the picture for the fans who are watching the game. Obviously, Tom Brady calling the game, so that's as good as it's going to get. But, yeah, it's going to be a great game to watch.
Last thing I'll ask you, and we'll talk about experience in just a second. For you, you are now established. You were considered one of the best defensive players in the league. I think one day you'll eventually be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. When did you start to think, okay, I'm getting that national respect, and I'm not just viewed as a good player, under the radar player. I'm now viewed as one of the top guys, not only by my peers, but a lot of people in this building view you that way.
Yeah, there was a moment in my third season, which I'll always remember and always have great respect and admiration for Aaron Rodgers, because we played them. I want to say it was a Thursday night game in 2020, and they came to town, and we were beat up, and they took it to us. You know, they beat us up when we were down. But, I up to that point, I had been playing pretty good. I was coming off of a good finish to my second season, and I thought I was playing at a high level. But you never really know until you hear it from some of the greats. And this is the Aaron Rodgers, of course. And after the game, he comes up to me. He's like, man, you're the best. You're the best in the game. You deserve to be All-Pro. And I happened to be mic'd up. He didn't know that, but
I happened to be mic'd.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so it was captured on the mic, and just and that right there kind of just surfaced, and everybody saw it, and it helped me kind of elevate now to that, like you mentioned, that national level.
We forget sometimes that athletes are human beings too. What's your phone like when that clip goes?
Yeah,
out?
No, it blows
your
up. Listen, first of all, I mean, aside from all that, I mean, it doesn't matter how many Pro Bowls or All Pros I make. I'm a fan true and through to the game, like, and to all these guys who have been just phenomenal in this league, even the young guys who are ascending. Like, I'm still a fan, like, at heart. So when I have Aaron Rodgers coming up to me, I'm like, yeah, I know we just competed against each other, but, like, man, you're Aaron Rodgers. Like, this means the world to me. And so, yeah, of course, my mom and, brothers and everybody, like, everybody who is involved in my life, like, hitting me up talking about, like, wow, can you believe this? And it's just surreal to even just be in the NFL, to be honest.
You got the great polo on. Tell us about the work that you're doing today.
Yeah, man, Experian, here talking about saving time and money, which obviously all of us are always trying to do, right? The great thing about Experian is their app, right? You go on their app and they're able to cancel subscriptions that you don't need or use to help obviously save time and money. We all fall victim to it, where we're always subscribing for something, and
I get an ad for this app.
At least
once a day.
Absolutely,
I scroll. I need it.
I know, and everybody does, and it's so simple too, because it's like these little subscriptions that you fall for, where it may have been helpful for a little bit, but then you just forget about it. But it was a low enough cost where it kind of slides under the radar. But
it's just $5.99.
I'm telling you that $5.99 it adds up over time. So then they do a great job on the app to be able to just take all the descriptions that you don't use or need.
Much respect to you. Really appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much for stopping
Absolutely.
By.
Absolutely. Appreciate you.
There he is, Fred Warner, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Appreciate Fred stopping on by. And we'll see if the Niners can get back in the big game next year with what they've been able to do in the league so far. Really an impressive team. And I'm not just saying that because he's still sitting right next to me. But, geez, the San Francisco 49ers have been unbelievable the last few years. So we do appreciate obviously Fred stopping by. Coming up in hour number two, we got Micah Parsons. He's going to join us. Also, Myles Garrett is going to stop by, and I know a lot of people are going to be interested about that one because we're going to try to figure out where the heck Myles Garrett's going. Is he still here? You got a prediction? You know, the Niners interesting?
Hey, 49ers, what's up? Myles Garrett.
And we'll be joined by Demario Davis and Warren Sapp as well. So we're live in New Orleans. 855-212-4227 is the number to jump on in. 855-212-4227. You can always get at me on Instagram and Twitter at Zach Gelb. That is Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. We're going to have a lot more coming on back live from New Orleans after these short messages.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.